the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. John, Brian, and Dalton are here to stay. With the Wake Up Crew, it's our favorite place.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land. It's Wednesday, July 23rd, episode 1705, and it's 14 days until school starts.
That's 2 weeks. Exactly two weeks.
Yeah.
Now, is that school days or full days until school starts? Is that weekdays or is that...
That's days.
Okay, so 2 weeks exactly till school starts.
And everybody's going down to Walmart or Target or Dollar General, wherever they go to get their supplies.
It's a tax-free weekend. For school supplies this weekend, the 24th and 25th. It's just Friday, Saturday, right? Or is it just Saturday, Sunday?
I thought it ran through the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But okay, it might be 3 days. I'm not sure. But that's this weekend. So if you got any big purchases, you need to get a laptop for school or anything like that, go ahead and wait. Just hold off a few days.
It's the 25th, which is Friday.
Okay,
through Sunday. Through the 27th. So that's it.
Gotcha.
Starts at 12:01 a.m. Friday, wraps up at 11:59 Sunday.
That's a big one. I mean, that's
72 hours.
Yeah, that's a big one. Very helpful for those school supplies.
I've never really paid much attention to the tax-free thing.
I avoid going
because everybody's
like
out there.
Madhouse.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's better if you got to buy expensive stuff. Like, if you need to buy, it's not going to make much difference on a pack of pencils.
No.
But it will on a laptop. You know, if you're going off to college, you need a computer, although some high schools, you need a laptop now. If you need that's going to help a lot. If you're talking, it's $500.
You're also talking clothes, too. So, it's clothes, any item, $100 or less.
Mm.
You know, so you're getting pants and shirts and shoes for kids and stuff. I mean,
I thought it was $1,000 or less.
No, not for clothes.
That's for electronics.
Per item.
Right.
Per item is $100 or less. So you can't buy a $120 pair of shoes and get it tax-free. You can buy a $99 pair of shoes. Yeah. And it's $1,500 for laptops and tablets and such.
I wonder if that's a hassle for the store to...
I don't know.
I think it's pretty easy. They can just program it in and say, you know, no taxes on any items that are categorized as this, this, and this.
I look forward to it. Here's my wallet, girls.
Mm.
Just spend what you need to spend.
Really?
No, I don't really do that. I usually give them about a $200, $300 limit for everything.
School supplies are not cheap.
No.
Unless you buy the color art crayons instead of Crayola.
I notice the older they get, yeah. I notice the older they get. We talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Now, I know the older you get, the older they get, the better it is.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just they don't need as much.
And you've got like a binder you can reuse. You don't need a backpack every year, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, my girls went hysterical when mom told them they were going to have to use the same backpack they used last year. They went, what? You know, like, can't believe it. It's got to be a name brand. You know,
and that's when they came to you and said, can you buy us a new backpack?
And I immediately did it. All right, today.
Way to go, Pops.
Today we are going to talk about sequels in movies that were better than the first one.
Yes, and we've got a ranging list. Movies from different eras, different genres. This is from Time, like of the magazine. Time posted this article. So this is big. Dune Part 2 is the first on the list, and that was that came out last year, 2024. We saw that one, and you liked it much better than you liked the first one. John Wick Chapter 4 from 2023.
Chapter 4, the
fourth one. A lot of these at the beginning are newer movies. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Came out 2022.
Antonio Banderas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's better than the first one. Top Gun Maverick, a lot of people say is better than the first one, and I would agree.
It is. It's more... It's not so 80s trying to appeal to a certain age group.
Right. Logan from 2017. It's the last Hugh Jackman Wolverine movie.
Yeah, that's better than any X-Men movie.
Yeah, it's the best of all of them. Mad Max Fury Road from 2015. Probably my favorite movie of all time. I love Mad Max movies, but that one's pretty...
Who is in that? Who stars in that?
What's his name? The guy who played Venom. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, okay.
Yes, and he's really good at it. He barely says a word, but he's really good in it. That's a good movie. That's fun. It's weird. It's good. Captain America the Winter Soldier from 2014. Better than the first one, people say. I like the first one, but it's probably better. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes from 2014. That was the second in the new Apes movies. Completely different direction.
I liked all of them,
all
though.
Three of those are really good. Yeah. But the second one and third one are just way different than the other
James
ones.
James Franco's in the first one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then we'll continue as we go.
All right. We'll be back. 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees. With heat index values approaching 105, winds east around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows drop to 74, winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs warm into the mid-90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce. Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop?
Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Mariners ended Milwaukee's 11-game winning streak 1-0 on a Cal Raleigh homer, his 39th of the season. The Cubs beat Kansas City 6-0. Winning pitcher Matthew Boyd 11-3. Cubs and Brewers now tied for first again in the NL Central. Wins for Minnesota and Houston. Victories for Colorado and San Francisco, which had lost six in a row, but got a 9-0 victory at Atlanta. The Yankees won 5-4 at Toronto on a solo homer in the top of the ninth by Ben Rice, off Blue Jays closer Jeff Hoffman. Philadelphia 4-1 over Boston, a complete game for winning pitcher Christopher Sanchez. He's 9-2. He struck out 12 with no walks. The Mets are still a half game back of the first place Phillies in the NL East. Mets beat the Angels 3-2. It was Pittsburgh over slumping Detroit 8-5. The Tigers have lost 8 of 9 WNBA victories for Minnesota and New York.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour of 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew, and we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric, reminding you to nudge your thermostat up to 76 or 78 degrees to cut cooling costs and ease strain on your system. Find more summer tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Whew, 76 or 78. Whew.
75 in here right now, and it feels, I'm a little chilly.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
Do you,
it's still
but do
comfortable.
You feel like just ever so slightly chilly?
When I have to put the jacket on, that's when it's too cold in
it's
here.
It's not too cold, but it's like, I'm like rubbing my arms a little bit. Yeah. And it says it's 75. That thermostat does not work.
It does.
It is incorrect.
You just have a weird brain.
My hands were, if I put my hands on your face right now, you'd go, oh, it's cold.
Uh-huh. My nose feels cold. Yeah. I'm feeling my nose right now, and it's cold.
Blistering hot. I'm going, by the way, tomorrow to MTE, and I'm going to get a system tour, a system control, behind-the-scenes tour at MTE.
Wow, what for?
Amy invited me to come down and see what kind of goes on behind the scenes,
man,
like during severe weather and such.
You get all the good gigs. We never get offered that kind of stuff. Is it because we're nobodies?
No.
We're nobodies.
We are nobodies. Yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay.
But we're going to host the Christmas parade.
Well, you're telling a lot of people that we're going to host the Christmas parade.
I'm pushing it heavy.
We don't even know who to talk to about the Christmas parade. Who's in charge of that? You?
Of like setting everything up?
No, getting permission to do it.
Oh, no, he's in charge of that. He's the big guy who gets invited to all the stuff.
Yeah, that's
I'll
true.
I'll set up all the equipment. Your personality.
I got a guy.
We're going to sit in the truck?
Yes, you're the personality.
Oh, I am. I'm the personality.
You know, I'm the brains. I'm setting all the equipment up.
I think Brian
up.
Will be the MC, and I'll be the color commentator.
I was going to make him the runner. He's the guy who goes out and like...
Oh, he's great. He's great at that.
I know.
I mean, he really is good at that. Remote. Hey, catch that clown over there. You know, Brian? You know.
I will give you a range of about 30 feet in either direction.
We're going to need a good sign.
Well, that's really all we got, so...
We're going to need a good sign.
Uh-huh.
A good sign?
Go ahead and call up Sean.
We need a
sign guy.
Oh. You know, like holly leaves on the side of the sign and stuff like that. WGNS.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather do that than...
Stream on Big GTV, a big QR code.
I'd rather do that than be in the parade.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Hold up, we're going to wait on Song of the Day.
Are we
running
okay?
Out of time. John Strickland is today's good neighbor of the day for his decade of generous support for the Stuff the Bus school supply drive, always showing up with a smile and a heart for helping local students succeed. John's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Get it to us that way as well. And don't forget those birthdays for this 23rd of July, 615-893-1450.
Today's a holiday for the simple man, a man who enjoys the simple pleasures in life, because it is Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Oh, give me a good old cup of Bluebell vanilla.
You cannot beat vanilla ice cream. You just can't.
Absolutely not. I'm telling you, it's great. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew and 624.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, with everything made fresh for you at the slick pig barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a slick pig barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The slick pig barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The Tennessee Department of Human Services has called for the closure of a suspected illegal child care agency in Antioch. This after a four-month-old died. According to a court filing obtained by WKRN, officials were called to a home on Windcrest Lane Friday after an infant was found unresponsive in its crib. Reports show the woman had been caring for 7 children. Officials say that's more unrelated children than is allowed under state law without a license. Officials are asking for an injunction to prevent her from working at any daycare without a license and to monitor her operations. No charges have been filed. Two Giles County teens face multiple charges in connection with an ongoing sexual exploitation case after allegedly circulating an inappropriate photo of a classmate, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. TBI agents determined the two classmates had posted the image after they'd received it from another. One of the teens allegedly also sent a direct message and threatened to harm the victim. The pair now face numerous state charges. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A Trenton family is mourning the loss of their 5-year-old girl after she drowned in a neighbor's pool. Police were called to Lindell Street shortly after 6 a.m. Tuesday after relatives reported the young autistic girl missing. After searching the neighborhood, officers came across a fenced pool where she was discovered. Police say it's believed she fit through a gap in the fence. The investigation is ongoing. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 minutes after the hour, and you can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV, that's right, by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen.
Big G TV.
Coming up, we've got Good Neighbor Events, Rewind, another check of the weather, our first look at traffic, much more to come today in history. All that coming your way. But right now...
What day of the week is it, by the way?
It's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
I was going to do that, but he couldn't wait. He couldn't, yeah, you know, he had to let me know.
Well, been on a half an hour.
And your point? what is...
People know it's Hump Day. They woke up this morning and they looked at their phone and it said Wednesday, July the 23rd.
They do it on Good Morning America. Michael Strahan does it only once.
We run jokes into the ground.
He just likes to play with that machine over there. That's all it is. Okay, so I'll do it again. It's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Woo woo. There you go. See, he feels a lot better. Sequels that were better than the original.
Yes, and we're going back a little bit. We had some newer.
Why are we playing this music?
I don't know.
I'm happy.
Newer movies last 5 years. So we're going back a little older.
Okay.
Not older by my standards. 2008. The Dark Knight.
17 years ago.
Yes. The first Batman Begins is 20 years old.
Yeah, Dark Knight was the
Dark
best.
Dark Knight much better than the first one.
Yeah.
And the first one's pretty good. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Did he do three of those movies?
Yes. Okay. The third one's good, but it's not as good.
The problem with the third one is he got to where you couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. By the end, it was nothing.
That's right.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. We talked about that one yesterday.
That's number two.
That's number two.
Yeah,
yes.
Great. T2. That's one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. A very good sequel. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
It is very good. It's probably the best of all of the Star Wars movies, and it's the second one.
I had to wait three movies before I could see a really good one of that. I'm not a Star Wars guy, but...
That's only the second one.
But Empire Strikes Back, and what's the third one?
Return of the Jedi.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first one that much.
First one's a little slow.
Yeah.
A little slow. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King from 2003. That's the second Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I like Lord of the Rings.
I'm sure it is.
It's long. You got to be in for it. I think you'd like Lord of the Rings.
No.
You don't?
I don't like Harry Potter. Don't like any of that kind of stuff.
They're much different.
Yeah.
The Godfather Part 2, 1974.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. One of the greatest sequels of all time.
Yeah.
Aliens, 1986.
You know, I don't know. I thought Alien was pretty good.
But I like Aliens a lot.
I guess that's true.
They're both really good, but I think Aliens is a little better.
Speaking of running in the ground, the Alien franchise.
The newest one was pretty good. I saw it. Romulus.
I'm not in this argument. This is...
I mean, I'm just not a fan of those. It's too spooky.
It's scary.
The second one's not really scary, though.
It scares the big guy.
That's why I like the second one, I think, because it's not scary. It's just like science fiction. How about The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Which is the second in the
A few dollars more. Fistful of dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the best one.
It is the best one by far. And then Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, which I don't love the Star Trek movies.
I don't either, but I do like that one.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Khan! Yeah, anyway. The Road Warrior 1981, which is the second Mad Max movie. Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior. That was Mel Gibson in that one.
Mel Gibson?
He's just trying to add anything. He hasn't seen any of these movies.
No.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 2004. That's the second one, which I would agree is better than the first one.
I have to admit, I tried to watch Harry Potter. I did.
Harry Potter's okay.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. The Evil Dead 2 from 1987. Mm. Still to this day, the best Evil Dead movie. I love Evil Dead 2 with my whole heart. Bruce Campbell is great in that, and it is night and day. It's a remake of the first movie. It's not even a sequel, really, and it's much better. It's funny. Anyway, Toy Story 3 from 2010. That's the one where they go to the daycare.
Yes.
That's probably the best Toy Story
movie. Yeah, the best villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Do I need to stop anytime
soon?
Let's
see. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I'm so enthralled by this. Okay. All right, it's time for Today in History. Here we go.
Turn to Turner Security.
1827, the first U.S. swimming school opens. Ice cream cone is created in 1904 at the St. Louis World Fair. 1965, the Beatles' Help is released in England.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
No truer words were ever spoken.
I mean...
1966, Frank Sinatra's album Strangers in the Night goes to number one. In the night, exchanging glances. Okay, that's enough of him. 1976, Wings releases Let 'Em In. Someone knocking
at the door. Ah, it's my favorite Wings song.
That's a great song. Someone knocking at the door. 1992, Bruce Springsteen begins a world tour. Wanna change my clothes, my hair. And in 2010, One Direction is formed during the X Factor show. Brandon Brooks standing by, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. July 23rd, 1966. Actor Montgomery Clift
ain't gonna complain.
Died of a heart attack at 45.
Ain't gonna get that satisfaction.
This date in 1982.
My name is T.S. Garth.
The release of the Robin Williams movie.
What's T.S. stand for? Terribly sexy.
The World According to Garth.
I used to be terribly shy, but I changed.
And July 23rd, 1999.
Okay, so if you want to operate one of your gadgets, you simply say, go, go, gadget, and then you name the device.
The release of a Disney comedy movie.
Couldn't I say something more official like...
Inspector Gadget.
In the name of justice.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds east around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 74. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms and highs warm into the mid-90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. Trying to build a little bit more volume coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Right now on 24 going westbound, passing 840 as you head towards Davidson County. Still moving right now down from the north on 65 southbound, down through Millersville. A little bit of radar earlier on I-40, especially out through Kingston Springs this morning. Be careful. If you've suffered hail or storm damage recently and your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist today here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. and so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Happy 50th anniversary to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. The items are grown and raised right here in this area only by the farmers. Local honey, meats, all sorts of produce, and even trees and shrubs and flowers. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday mornings starting at 7 o'clock and going until 1 in the afternoon. It's over at the Lane Agri Park. They're 316 John R. Rice Boulevard. Now, listen. The Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at 10 o'clock in the morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's where you'll also find a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10. That's also at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected, my farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Pizza. You in a hurry for dinner? Well, we've made it even easier to order online at SirPizzaTN.com. Tap the location nearest you and begin your carryout or delivery order at SirPizzaTN.com. You can choose from our full menu and we'll take care of the rest. A Queen's Feast is calling my name. Order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at SirPizzaTN.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It is 21. No, what time is it? 6:39. Yeah, 21 before 7.
Yes.
That would be right, wouldn't it?
Sure.
You are correct, sir.
Okay, thanks. I've got my leg. If you notice, guys, I'm sorry,
yeah, you're
but
like
I'm kind of laid back right now. I've got my leg. I'm doing a therapy exercise.
That's normally my thing.
Yeah, but I'm really feeling the effect of it. It's good.
Nice.
Trying to extend that knee a little bit more. That leg going up. Anyway, enough about me. It's time for our dad joke of the day, and he's been researching quite a long time today.
Yeah. I gave him a hard time yesterday because I said, you know, you've kind of been doing the pun thing for a while, so we're going to see how his performance is. He's changing up his strategy. He's been doing new workouts. We're going to see how it goes here today.
All right, here we go.
You know, I didn't think I was fat till the woman in McDonald's said, sorry about your weight.
Wait, like W-E-I.
Oh.
All that work for a play on words. I think it was good, though. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Wow. Okay, great. That's awesome. All right.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But it was funny that he did all that work to find a joke that wasn't a play on words.
Yeah, there you go. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has announced a new tariff agreement with Japan.
We worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody.
It calls for a 15% tariff on Japanese exports to the U.S. instead of the threatened 25. Portions of the U.S. are in for 100-degree feels-like temps again today. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
It is quite possible that the risk of extreme heat will continue into next week still across portions of the central United States, the central and lower Mississippi Valley, and all the way on down into the southeast.
New York prosecutors say a Long Island man has been indicted after he placed homemade bombs on apartment building rooftops with a plan to set them off. CBS New York's Elijah Westbrook.
They're alleging that 55-year-old Michael Gann had created at least 7 IEDs.
Officials say he made them with chemicals he purchased online. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Two drivers are behind bars after a high-speed drag race through Laverne City streets during the early hours of July 11th. Officer Gadd with Laverne Police spotted three Dodge Chargers racing on Waldron Road around 3 a.m. When he attempted a traffic stop, two vehicles fled, reaching speeds of over 75 miles per hour. Officers Yeager, Theed, and Cunningham, as well as Scott, joined the pursuit, which ended on Gloucester Court, a dead-end street. One driver surrendered immediately while the other tried to escape, but was quickly boxed in by officers. A firearm was recovered from one of the vehicles and secured as evidence. Both suspects were booked at the Rutherford County Jail on charges of drag racing and felony evading, with additional firearm-related charges pending. Police emphasized that illegal street racing will not be tolerated, reminding residents that, quote, racing belongs on a legal track, never on a public street. Meanwhile, authorities in Coffee County are investigating the mysterious death of a Florida woman found in a field near the Truckers Inn Motel off I-24 in Manchester, just 20 minutes southeast of Murfreesboro. Alicia Wolf, age 40, was reported missing by her daughter Aaliyah Carnley on July 11th. 3 days later, Wolf's body was discovered, prompting a homicide investigation. Detectives say that there were no immediate signs of trauma, but circumstances surrounding the case raise concerns. Family and friends shared that Wolf was last seen entering a black sedan before her disappearance. Investigators urge anyone with information to contact the Coffee County Sheriff's Office or District Attorney's Office as they work to determine how Wolf ended up in Tennessee, where she had no known ties. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
My name is David Hahn. I'm from Hahn Farms in Watertown, Tennessee. I sell here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. I've been here ever since this pavilion opened up here at Lane Agriculture Center. I sell potatoes, cucumbers, yellow squash, zucchini, and I've got the best tomatoes in the house, guaranteed. That's just what's coming in now. I'll have bell peppers, jalapeno peppers. I have butternut squash in the fall, okra, green beans, just you name it. If it's produce for sale, we sell it here at Hahn Farms in Watertown, Tennessee, Delane Agri Park.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Firefighters say everyone is accounted for following an explosion at the Cock County Highway Department in Newport. Around 10:30 Tuesday morning, the Cock County Fire Department responded to a garage fire at the Highway Department headquarters. Almost an hour later, an explosion rang out. Firefighters say it could have been any number of things stored inside that caused the explosion, from propane to chemical storage tanks or fuel. The initial cause is under investigation. One of Tennessee's longest-running newspapers, the 156-year-old Jonesboro Herald and Tribune, will publish its final edition August 13th. This as the paper merges its content into the Johnson City Press, reports WJHL. Six Rivers Media, which owns both papers, as well as the Kingsport Times News and several other Tennessee weeklies, announced the decision Tuesday afternoon. The short announcement noted, quote, ongoing challenges in the local news industry, including declining advertising revenue and subscriber numbers. The paper first went into press in 1869. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Backyard chickens could soon become a reality in Chattanooga. A proposed backyard hen ordinance was passed by City Council in a first reading Tuesday. The ordinance allows for up to 8 laying hens for any single-family residential lot or other residential zones within the city. The ordinance also says the hens must be kept in a fenced enclosure in the rear yard at all times. The measure faces one more vote before full passage. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, and I'm just hoping we have enough time to finish up this list of sequels that were better than the first one.
Maybe we will, but if we don't, I'm going to pretend like we did finish it, because I haven't been numbering them.
May run out.
Yeah. You can always do it at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and if I run out, I'll just find a new article real quick.
Says who? No, go ahead.
Spider-Man 2 from 2004.
Yeah, that's gotta be. Absolutely.
Probably, as far as superhero movies go, the best sequel to a superhero movie ever.
Yeah, very good. I would agree. I love it when she goes, go get him, Tiger.
She leaves her wedding.
Yeah.
Leaves him at the end.
Yeah, that's great.
Man, that scene, he throws away his suit in the trash can and walks away.
Spoiler!
Man. Movie's 20 years old.
I'm just kidding.
He's 50 now. Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire is 50.
Tobey Maguire is a recovering cocaine addict who's 50 years old. The Bourne Supremacy, also from 2004. That's the second in the Bourne.
Yep, okay.
Very good.
I agree with that.
I mean, the Bourne movies reshaped action movies for a time. Very good. Goldfinger, 1964.
I don't really kind of consider that a sequel, but I guess in a way it is. It's a James Bond movie.
Yeah, none of the James Bond movies are really sequels.
No.
Up until you get to like Daniel Craig, they're all just like each one's its own movie. But it is a sequel.
It's the best Bond movie, I think, really.
1995, a movie I've never seen, Desperado.
Yeah, there were two or three of those, and I happened to actually see that one, but okay. I haven't seen the first one, so I can't compare it.
Gotcha. This is a movie that I didn't think would make the list, and I said I would put it on the list, but I didn't know if it'd make it. Batman Returns, 1992.
Oh, yeah.
I think people have come around on Batman Returns a lot.
It's worth seeing Michelle Pfeiffer.
And I like the penguin. I like how weird it is. I think ahead of its time, really. Because weird stuff plays well now, but it didn't as much back then.
Right.
So ahead of its time, Batman Returns.
Michael Keaton was better in that one than he was the first one,
yes,
too.
Yes. And I think Jack Nicholson's Joker is great, but the villains were better. It's just a better movie.
And Michael Keaton kind of got a little funnier. in that one. Yeah, he made a few little funny quips.
Now, Batman kills a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So if you're against that, then whatever. But it's pretty good. Lethal Weapon 2, 1989.
I don't know. I think they're all good. I don't know. I don't know if that's any better, but probably.
How about Bride of Frankenstein, 1935?
Yes.
Better than Frankenstein?
Yes. Yes.
I would agree.
Elsa Lancaster, who played the bride, was her hair. It was crazy, man.
This is one that I for sure agree with. Friday the 13th, part 2.
Ooh, their hearts. There's so many of them, it's hard to distinguish.
It is. I think the best Friday the 13th movie is Friday the 13th, part 6. In fact, it's the only one I would say this is really good, because those movies are more just fun. The first one was not Jason Voorhees. It was his mother was the killer.
Right.
And wore
right.
the sack mask right. and whatever. And then the second one is where they kind of, he's got the hockey mask. And
do you know Kevin Bacon was in that movie?
I did.
He got killed in the bunk bed or whatever.
One of my favorite movie franchises is the Friday the 13th movies.
All right. You got about a minute.
About a minute. Let's see. What's next on our list here? It is Hellboy 2, The Golden Army from 2008.
Okay. All right. I've seen that.
That one's pretty good. My page is frozen up here, so that's why I'm struggling to read these in a quick manner that makes any sense as I'm saying. Fast and the Furious Part 5 from 2011. They say that that's the best of the Fast and the Furious movies, and I would probably agree with them.
Is Paul, the actor Paul guy, is he
in it? Yes, okay. He's still in that one. I think that might be the one that they finished after he passed away.
Yeah.
And then last one here, or whenever, X-Men 2, X-Men United.
Yeah, probably. The X-Men movies, I'd probably say that's true.
And that first X-Men movie is not, it didn't hold up great, but the second one did.
Didn't have a lot of money in that one either.
Last one, a movie I didn't know was a sequel. The sequel to 1986's Manhunter, Silence of the Lambs, 1991, which I didn't realize it was a sequel.
Did you watch Silence of the Lambs, Brian?
I did. I was scared.
All right, it's time for some birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1943... Tony Joe White, he was an American rocker and created the song Poke Salad Annie.
Poke Salad Annie. Poke Salad Annie.
Best version of that song is not Elvis.
No, it's
whatever his name was in Elvis the movie.
Poke Salad Annie.
What was that actor's name? I can't remember.
1961, Woody Harrelson, American actor, born in Midland, Texas.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Did you like Zombieland?
I love Zombieland.
I do too. I like both of them. I like the sequel too.
Yep. That's not, I think the first one's better, but.
I do too. But
they're both great.
Yeah, they're both good. 1965, Slash, an English-American rock guitarist from Guns N' Roses.
Slash
1967,
like
Philip Seymour Hoffman, and 1971, Alison Krauss.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need.
She's coming back. She's got a reunion with her.
Nice.
And then 1989, Daniel Radcliffe was born. Local birthdays, Greg Wyant, Patty Davis, Wilma Givens, Mike Jones, Haley McDowell, Terry Robbins, Tracy Wise, and Adam Anderson. And what about those birthdays?
You can get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. We're giving away some Nana Pudding. Let's get them in.
655 here on the Wake Up Crew. Weather is coming up next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees. With heat index values approaching 105. Winds east around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows drop to 74, winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs warm into the mid-90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
Good morning. Building a little bit more with that traffic volume in the last few minutes. 65 southbound coming down through Madison here at Briley Parkway. It's trying to load up with more volume leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 going westbound, coming past 840. A little bit of radar in certain sections of 840 this morning, mostly over in the Wilson County area. There before you get to I-40, give yourself extra time out here and slow it down. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you live in here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmers right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agripark, celebrating 50 years.
Alan Butcher.
Well, the thing I like about Adams Place is that when you come here, you're coming to a complete healthcare system. You start off in independent living, and then if you need additional care, you go to assisted living. And we also have a memory unit and a rehab unit.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org.
The band's getting back together on The Voice. Since you've been gone. Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Adam Levine all will return to their red chairs for season 29. Expect a few tweaks, though, including something called the Triple Turn Challenge. Look out, The Voice is back this February on NBC.
I am Iron Man.
And with that, Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath helping to launch the Marvel Cinematic Universe in 2008 with Iron Man. And with Ozzy's passing, he's being remembered with reverence and a lot of love. Questlove posting rest in melody. Josh Brolin on Instagram, he was love and loyalty. Sir Elton John calling him a dear friend. I will miss him dearly. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. You know, we didn't do Song of the Day today.
Oh!
I don't guess we could close out with that, could we?
I don't know.
Let's try.
We'll go from that to the news.
Songs that only became famous because of a movie, Staying Alive. Yeah, we'll have time.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, John Strickland is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, and he's going to win some flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gift. That's from Saturday Night Fever.
And if you'd like to get your birthdays into us.
You got
just
35
call
seconds. You better get it in quick.
6-5-8-9-3-1-4-5-0. We're going to give away some Nana pudding.
I hope we do. Okay. We've got news coming up here on WGNS, and this coming up date brought to you by our friends at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmcclinic.com or mmclinic.com. That's where they've been serving us here in our community for 75 years. So there you go.
All right. We've got more to come. We've got another whole hour. Can you believe it?
No.
We're still on the air after 1,700 episodes. 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS. Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Japan trade deal.
It's a great deal for everybody.
New York bomb plot.
Explosive devices intended for use in Manhattan.
Tributes to a music icon.
Ozzy proved massively influential.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has announced a sweeping new trade agreement.
I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan.
Japan is America's fifth largest trading partner. It calls for a 15% tariff on Japanese exports to the U.S. That's lower than the 25% that was threatened. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
The president says Japan will also invest $550 billion into the U.S., of which he says the United States will receive, quote, 90% of the profits. While it's not clear how. Now, the 15% tariff means prices could go up for U.S. consumers. Note, though, Japan already imposes tariffs on U.S. goods entering their country. So the president says this new deal will provide a win for American farmers and automakers to more easily sell to Japan.
The White House says it's reached framework agreements with Britain, Vietnam, the Philippines, and Indonesia. Well, correspondent Jared Hill says pressure is still on the White House to release files in the Jeffrey Epstein case as Congress takes a break.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is sending lawmakers home early for summer break rather than dealing with a bipartisan push to force a vote on releasing more files on Jeffrey Epstein.
What we refuse to do is participate in another one of the Democrats' political games.
But Republicans like Kentucky's Thomas Massey are also leading the charge.
It would behoove the Speaker to bring this to the floor. Just vote this out.
It's an issue that's roiled the Trump administration for weeks. His deputy attorney general says he wants to interview Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell, currently serving 20 years for conspiring to sexually abuse minors. It's a plan the president says he wasn't aware of.
I don't know about it, but I think it's something that would be, sounds appropriate.
President Trump then pivoted to former President Barack Obama over an intelligence report concerning his administration's investigation into allegations Russia tried to influence the 2016 election.
He's guilty. This was treason.
A man has been indicted in New York City. Investigators allege he left homemade bombs at several locations. CBS New York's Elijah Westbrook.
Federal prosecutors are alleging that Michael Gann had purchased chemicals online to create IEDs. Five were found on residential rooftops in Lower Manhattan. One was found on subway tracks on the Williamsburg Bridge, which leads to Brooklyn. And another was allegedly on him at the time of his arrest. Now, authorities say surveillance cameras show Gann on the rooftops.
CBS's Nicole Valdez has more on fallout from newly released video showing a violent traffic stop in Florida last winter.
Can you call supervisor?
All right, go for it.
Exit the vehicle now. Show me your hands.
Here.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is under pressure after this routine traffic stop last February turned violent. The driver, William McNeil Jr., filmed the incident on his phone before getting pulled from his car and charged with resisting arrest. He says he suffered a concussion, a chipped tooth, and needed 9 stitches. But the sheriff's office says the video doesn't tell the whole story and released body cam footage to defend their actions. When asked for his license and registration, he refused and locked the door.
An officer involved is on leave. The state's attorney has said no criminal charges would be filed against him. More than 95 million people are under heat alerts, with heat indexes topping 100 in some places.
In the big city, one of the many reasons to keep the activity indoors on a day like this.
That concrete is reflecting all that heat, and your body's taking it in.
Chicago Fire Department 2nd District Chief Robert Jerwisch also says this is a tough time for the public and his crews, so they have surge ambulances and extra engines at the ready.
Even just a small fire, these guys get exhausted, their body temperatures go up 5 to 6 degrees, and that's a lot.
Cooling centers are also open. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
He was a rock star and a reality TV sensation, and he bit the head off a bat on stage. Ozzy Osbourne, who was open about his struggle with Parkinson's disease, died yesterday at 76, just weeks after a final concert performance. Here's CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
With over 100 million albums sold across his six-decade career, the Prince of Darkness was the king of heavy metal, both as the lead singer of the pioneering band Black Sabbath, with hits like Paranoid, War Pigs, and Iron Man, and in his solo career with Crazy Train. He and his wife Sharon, along with their children, opened their lives to the world in an early 2000s reality TV show.
The Osbournes was said to be the most viewed series on MTV. A doctor accused of supplying Matthew Perry with ketamine before his death is expected to plead guilty in federal court today. Dr. Salvador Placencia is charged with illegally distributing the drug to the Friends star in the weeks leading up to his 2023 overdose. There's a sentencing hearing today for the man who pleaded guilty to killing four University of Idaho students in 2022. The plea agreement for Brian Koberger spares him a possible death sentence. CBS's Amanda Arden says family members will have a chance to speak out in court.
The victim's families want to know why, some sort of explanation of why he committed these murders, but that's just not required in a sentence, and it's very unlikely.
New York's Columbia University has disciplined more than 70 students who were involved in a pro-Palestinian demonstration that shut down the main campus library back in May. Most were suspended for at least 2 years, some expelled. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has barred transgender women from competing in women's sports, taking authority away from governing bodies for individual sports. CBS's Matt Piper.
The policy update does not use the word transgender, but says it will comply with President Trump's executive order on the matter. That order threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing transgender athletes in women's sports.
Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee have voted to adopt an amendment that would name the Kennedy Center's Opera House after First Lady Melania Trump. It isn't currently named after anyone. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds east around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 74. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms and highs warm into the mid-90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Farm fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning, it's Danny Flo. Traffic coming out of Rutherford County right now as we check it out live here on 24 westbound at Walden Road. All that traffic making its way up through the Antioch area, Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's moving right now down 65. Southbound through Millersville, loading up with a little bit more volume out of the Mount Julian area, leaving Wilson County 40 westbound as you head on through Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit ParksAuction.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Coming to see you, Weezy. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Fred Sanford. Show before its time.
Do you know he had a variety show? I didn't know that. After Red Fox? Sanford and Son, he had a variety show for about a year. Yeah.
Interesting.
You see anything on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I watched one Comic-Con thing with the Dukes of Hazzard, and now my whole YouTube video thing is giving me Dukes of Hazzard stuff.
Yeah, that's... that's the way my phone is. I watch these little romantic little things, you know. I watched one, and like, I get them like 20 in the next hour.
Boy, that'll Daisy, get you. They'll get you.
Daisy Duke, man. She looks a lot different now. Anyway, it's Wednesday morning.
Daisy Duke. Go ahead. Finish your statement about Daisy Duke.
She just looks different.
You liked her back in the day, didn't you?
A little too much Botox.
You liked her in the day.
That's coming from you.
You liked her in the day.
I don't have Botox.
No, you just look much different.
He wasn't around then. Let's see.
I mean, you look different than you did when even I was around. You've aged. Old man.
I'm speechless.
Just wait. It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Episode 1705 of the Wake Up Crew. And our song of the day.
When you're a brother away, stay alive. Stay alive.
So do you actually know the lyrics to that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Staying alive.
There it is. Music City breaking and everybody singing and staying alive. Staying alive. That's it, isn't it?
Well, you can tell it by the way I used to walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud and women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. And well, now it's all right, it's okay, and all you look the other way. But we can try to understand the New York Times effect on man.
Wow, you doing it like that really should make it a hit record. I'm telling you, you can't understand anything he sings.
No. While you're a brother, or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive.
I knew that one.
Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Okay. Well, now I get low and I get high.
Is he going to stop anytime soon?
I think he can take the rest of the segment.
I can't get either. I will really try. Oh, what a... that's the hit. What was that in Saturday Night Fever?
I thought Saturday Night Fever was the famous song from Saturday Night Fever.
That was it, Staying Alive.
Well, but this song was...
Saturday he's walking Night with a paint Fever. Bucket. John Travolta's walking down the street in New York with a paint bucket. Yeah.
Good times.
John Travolta.
Now, I'm going to be honest, and I love John Travolta in his older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Staying Alive, he was a terrible actor.
Oh, I don't think he was ever really a great actor.
And Grease is a terrible actor. He's terrible in Grease when it comes to...
It's the Nicolas Cage effect, where...
He was good in Look Who's Talking.
He's good in
The General's Daughter, that kind of... that
Face
stuff.
Off, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, Face Off. That was his best movie ever.
Well, when he's overacting, which is what he does, he's always overacting, mm-hmm. which... And Look Who's Talking is funny.
And in Face Off is great because he's pretending he's Nicolas Cage, and it's awesome. That is a great performance. It's Nicolas Cage and John Travolta both pretending to be each other. That movie was destined to be a classic. You haven't watched it yet. We keep telling you need to watch Face Off. It's a little far-fetched, but it's great. We talk about it all the time. It's one of me and John's favorite movies. Yeah. John Travolta does, that's the best movie he's ever been in. And maybe Nicolas Cage too. Yeah, probably so.
You know, I may give
that's
him.
Your homework. Go I like
him
in Pulp. Off.
Now he didn't overact in Pulp Fiction. That's I will true. Say that. I'll that's give him true. Credit. That was his best role.
Okay.
Hey, we can talk about that since you did the whole lyrics to "Staying Alive."
It's clear you have nothing.
I only did. No, I do have something. The biggest streaming ratings. What's the top thing in streaming?
Ransom Canyon.
No.
Oh.
You're telling me it's not The Ranch?
It is not.
I know. Everyone knows. Everyone on Earth other than you has forgotten that The Ranch ever happened.
No, they haven't. There's a Facebook page. Nielsen figures from January to June show this show has amassed over 25 billion minutes of viewing this year. And the show's name? Bluey.
Oh.
Yep. Bluey's big.
Interesting.
Kids like to watch TV.
It has the smallest library of the top five that are watched.
Mm.
Other,
but you got to think, if a kid's watching it, they're watching all, 50 of those episodes 150 times.
Probably.
So
just keep watching over and over and over again.
Like me with my VHS tape of Spider-Man.
Rewind
and start it over. Melt that VHS in the VCR.
Squid Games is ninth, 15 billion. I haven't gotten into that at all. Have you watched any of it?
I watched the first season. It was okay. You don't like stuff that's dubbed.
No, I can't stand it. Here's some more. Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Family Guy, and Bob's Burgers make up the overall top five after Bluey.
I've heard Bob's Burgers is pretty good. I have not seen it.
I knew Grey's Anatomy was still another generation has found that show.
It's a juggernaut.
Like 18 and up,
really?
18 to 25, they've rediscovered that show. And there's so many.
I mean, it was on when they were kids.
Yeah,
it's
and there's
been running
so many.
So
there's so many of them episodes.
Megan and her mom used to watch Grey's Anatomy together when they were growing up, when she was a little girl. So
is there any show that you used to watch with your dad?
We used to watch Smallville.
Yeah,
that was the big one. Every Friday we'd all watch Smallville together. I mean that's probably why I like Superman so much.
Yeah.
Aww.
It had nothing to do with you.
I don't like the person I watched it with.
It was Golden Girls that he liked watching with his
mom.
Yeah,
and then I watched Golden Girls with my mom, yeah.
Yeah.
Prime Video's Reacher in the top 10, 13 billion. Apple TV's Severance, 9 billion.
I like Reacher.
I like Severance.
Yeah.
Max's The Pit, 8 million.
I've not seen The Pit.
It's 8th. Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale, 8 million.
I've heard it's pretty good. I haven't seen it.
With a B. Paramount Plus is the only outlet other than Netflix to have multiple originals in the top 10. 1923 with 8.5 billion minutes and Landman 7.3 billion minutes. Sports Up next.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day
from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Mariners ended Milwaukee's 11-game winning streak 1-0 on a Cal Raleigh homer, his 39th of the season. The Cubs beat Kansas City 6-0. Winning pitcher Matthew Boyd 11-3. Cubs and Brewers now tied for first again in the NL Central. Wins for Minnesota and Houston. Victories for Colorado and San Francisco, which had lost 6 in a row, but got a 9-0 victory at Atlanta. The Yankees won 5-4 at Toronto on a solo homer in the top of the 9th. By Ben Rice, off Blue Jays closer Jeff Hoffman. Philadelphia 4-1 over Boston, a complete game for winning pitcher Christopher Sanchez. He's 9-2. He struck out 12 with no walks. The Mets are still a half game back of the first place Phillies in the NL East. Mets beat the Angels 3-2. It was Pittsburgh over slumping Detroit 8-5. The Tigers have lost 8 of 9 WNBA victories for Minnesota and New York.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security,
and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro, at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you. Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 22 minutes after 7, here on News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions. With your host, John Dinkins.
I paid that man $5 for that voiceover.
And welcome back for another edition of Random Questions. Thank
out
you, Don
of my
Pardo.
My own pocket.
Oh, wish you had it back.
I never got reimbursed.
Well, you understand why. What boo-boo from your childhood can you still remember today? You had a little boo-boo.
It was my Wonder Man injury.
Hooked himself in the eye with a bungee cord of truth.
Mm-hmm. I also have a scar on my knee that's a smiley face that I had. Dad took me to school, like one of the only times ever I missed the bus or something. And
did you get yelled at?
I don't know. But coming
always got
around
yelled
that
at when I missed the bus.
Curve on Central Valley, a milk truck that was coming from the school was in the wrong side and hit us. Mm. And my knee got hit by
that
the dashboard.
That was hit on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I have a.
I went to school that day, though.
I had a car accident, and I've got a scar on my kneecap, my left kneecap.
I have too many injuries to count. However, the injury that led to the most mental injury was when I fell out of the swing. I was hanging upside down on the swing, you know, like you do when you're a kid, and you wrap your legs around the thing. And so I fall, and I hit my head on the ground, and I didn't get up. For what felt like a minute, but it was probably shorter than that. And when I look up, because, you know, my dad, my hero, was outside, and I look up and he's buckled over in laughter, laughing at me so hard that he couldn't even come over to check on me.
And you had a concussion.
I don't know, maybe,
you
probably.
Know, you know, he's probably had 8 concussions.
I probably have. They should study my brain.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It'd be a short study.
You know, you're only supposed to have...
I only know of 2.
You're only supposed to have 3.
I only know of 2.
Well, how many with 8 concussions, how many do they remember?
And the worst part is, you were buckled over and you were laughing so hard. And I was like, man, I hope one day when I get married, I marry someone who will take it seriously when I hurt myself.
That's like when I fell...
And she doesn't.
And she doesn't at all.
That's when I fell off the stage at Blackman, and I'm on the floor, and I look up, and he's going, and it's 22-15, and you know.
I fell the other day at home, and Megan laughed so hard she couldn't get the words out, are you okay? She was trying to ask me, but she was laughing so hard.
Do you agree with Andy Warhol that everyone gets 15 minutes of fame?
I think to an extent, especially today, I think you're either going to have, you're going to be popular in high school, or you're going to be important at the church you go to.
Or you're going
to
do something in a program that, you know.
Or you're going to go viral on social media. I think everybody has a moment where, at least in their circle, they're the most important person.
Or will you host your own radio show?
Who's that? Oh, you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you. Yeah.
I'm hosting a radio show today.
You're hosting random questions.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know what day I'm coming up to. What does Christmas mean to you?
The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh. Okay, there's really no way to top that, so we'll move on.
That's about all I got.
A family, I think, is important at Christmas.
And,
No, you've said enough.
Baked goods.
He just likes money.
How old were you when you had your first crush, and who was it?
Ooh.
I don't know if it was my first, but I have a very a memory of one of my first crushes when I was in elementary school. It was a girl I went to school with. I don't remember her name at this point.
Yeah, he does, but he won't tell me because he knows I'll know her.
No, I really don't. I was telling this story the other day, but it shaped the rest of my life. Because at one point in elementary school, and you know elementary schools have those little bathrooms at the back of the classroom, I had to poop. So I go during class, and I poop during class, and I walk out of the bathroom, and this girl who I have a crush on looks me dead in the eyes and says, "You pooped, and it stinks." And I have not pooped in public since. I will not use a public restroom. I will not go to the bathroom at work.
Gosh, what about shattering your life?
I will not. I won't do it. I just, unless it's an absolute emergency, I will not poop in public.
Oh, my. Well, I had one.
Can't top that story.
I had one in seventh grade. I've told this story before. I had my girlfriend had a crush on her, and I thought she liked me. I bought her a popsicle every day, and that whole year. Mm. And she told me right before our basketball game that we're done.
Ah, oh, you played great that game. I bet you.
I grabbed 87,000 rebounds that night. That story may be a little.
You threw an elbow or two. Yeah,
I mean, I did have about 15 rebounds, and the coach told me, "You played better than you've ever played." What happened? I said, "I lost my woman." You know. So anyway,
Lindsey Wagner for me.
Oh, well, that was more of a pipe dream. Where's the happiest place on the planet for you? Where do you think is the happiest place on the planet?
For me, it's home. I've come to realize, or I like fishing a lot. I'm pretty happy when I'm fishing, but I really like being at home.
Being next to Megan, and then the dog, and now the baby.
Yes, just being with. I don't going places is fine, but I really like being in my own home.
Home is where the heart is.
And that means you're homeless.
That's random questions.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We came to the Villages to see about workshop we were doing, and they were so nice and so much fun. And then Hope took us on a tour, and I went into an apartment, and I said, "I'm going to move here." Within a couple of months, I had sold my house and moved in. The Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30. Wednesday, July 23rd. We're having fun on the Wake Up Crew here on this 1705 episode.
Yes, we are. We're just crazy. But anyway, the birthdays today, Greg Wyant, Patty Davis, Wilma Givens, Mike Jones, Haley McDowell, Terry Robbins, Tracy Wise, and Adam Anderson have birthdays today.
And I know that's not all of you out there with birthdays. If you or someone you know is celebrating birthday or anniversary, get them into us, 615-893-1450. Call or text that number, wgnsradio.com/birthdays. Head on over to that website, and you could win a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
So we're going to check on the weather forecast, then traffic, then news, and then more of the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds east around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 74. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms, and highs warm into the mid-90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic coming down the interstate right now. I-40 coming eastbound out of Dixon County through Kingston Springs as it picks up here at 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It won't be long before it gets heavier with that volume leaving Murfreesboro on 24 westbound here at 840. A little bit of radar in parts of Rutherford County this morning, so be careful. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Ask about the $99 new patient exam. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Give them a call at 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A Rutherford County woman is facing serious charges after being linked to a fatal drug overdose earlier this year. Tanya Furness, age 41, of Laverne, was arrested around midnight Monday by detectives from the Specialized Investigations Division with assistance from Laverne Police. Furness was indicted by a Davidson County grand jury on charges of second-degree murder and delivery of a controlled substance in connection with the February 8th death of Carson Gregg. Gregg, age 30, was found unresponsive in his Hermitage home, and medical examiner later confirmed that fentanyl toxicity was the cause of death. Investigators allege that Furness met Gregg in Nashville parking lot on February 7th to sell him fentanyl-laced drugs. She's being held in a $100,000 bond as concerns rise in Rutherford County over the dangers of fentanyl and a surge in overdose deaths. In another case highlighting the risks of unlawful behavior, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has charged two teenagers in Giles County after a compromising photo of a classmate was shared on Snapchat. Agents say that the image obtained from another student was posted online by two suspects, with one teen also accused of sending a threatening message to the victim. One juvenile now faces counts of illegal use of telecommunications device, unlawful photography dissemination, and harassment, while the second faces similar charges, excluding the harassment charge. Authorities across Tennessee continue to warn of the severe legal consequences tied to cyberbullying and the sharing of explicit content on the internet. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, my name is Wade Taylor. I'm the owner of Cannonwood Farms in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We specialize in Weary Weary peppers and Cherokee purple tomatoes. We sell it at the farmer's market. We can use it in different things such as ice cream, chocolate. We do have a hummus that we do some samplings with, and we also put it in a Cherokee tomato salsa. Just to imagine the flavor would enhance quite a bit of tomato salsa. And our customers call it a kiss of heat. And we have some other new items that we're putting out this year, a black tomato and also a Japanese persimmon wiriwiri vinaigrette. So looking forward to having you and seeing you here.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back at 7:35 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time to play
Name That Tune.
Name that tune.
We ready for our first tune here this morning? Now, sure. Just so everybody knows, I cannot see the answer. So it I don't know what the answer is.
So you can play, too.
I'm allowed to play as well. Let's see what our first card is.
Tricky. Something.
I know this one.
I think you told me, didn't you?
So it's the name of the song. Who sings it?
Run DMC, right?
Run DMC.
Okay.
Tricky.
It's Tricky. Does anybody know the year? Would you like to guess?
Well, let me guess. Hold on. They're old group.
I'm going to say 86.
I'm going to say 89.
I'm going to say 88. 87.
87.
Of course, we all got it wrong. All right.
You don't have to get all three, though, do you?
No.
Okay.
Well, we're not playing for points or whatever.
It's competition, Brian.
Let's see what's next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know this one. I might when they start singing.
That's Love Is in the... Love Is All Around by Trog or something like that. The Trogs. But this is not them. This is the new group.
Okay.
They're called like Mercy, Mercy, Mercy or something. Three-name group. Three things.
Sure.
You want to guess a year?
94.
1994, wet,
yeah,
Love
you.
Is All
okay.
Around.
There you knew it was something.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
All right, let's see what our next song is. Oh, this is a new song, and I don't know the name of it.
I wish I knew you wanted me.
I think I'm going to go with I Wish I Knew, but I don't know the name of the band. All right, let's see. And I'm going to guess 2022.
Okay.
2020 for me.
All right, Steve Lacy, Bad Habit from 2022. Oh. So
we missed all three of those.
Yeah, okay.
I got the year right.
Yeah, you did.
All right, let's see. With this confidence, you better know it.
I don't know the name. I'm terrible at the names of songs.
I'm going to say this is 1980s.
It is
80s. It sounds 80s. I'm going to go 84 is going to be my guess.
87.
I ought to know this.
Yeah. I want to know. I don't know who it is.
Don't you want me?
Yeah, that's how it
is. I mean, I know the song. I just don't know who sings it or. I'm going to say.
Don't You Want Me? Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Let's go with that. 88.
88. You said 80.
I didn't say.
Oh. I'm 84.
Don't you want 87. Me. 86.
Don't You Want Me by the Human League. 1981 was the year.
Wow.
That's early 80s.
I did not realize it was that early.
Let's see what our next card is. This is 90s. I can feel it.
Wait. Here's the thing.
We started our or early 2000s, maybe.
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's... Since You've Been Gone...
But since you've been gone, that, what, 2004? 2003?
Something like that.
Let's see. 2004, Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. Look at us. We're killing it.
Wow.
Let's see what's next.
Since You've Been Gone! this is...
it's Guns N' Roses, isn't it?
No. Lola. Lola, 1967. The Kinks.
Lola, 1970, The Kinks.
Wow. Impressive.
Let's get one more in.
Prince, no.
you might be right.
No, awesome.
I need somebody to start singing.
Yeah.
Da-da, oh. Da-da, 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 da-da,
sings this song?
Don't know.
Let me hear some words. I don't know.
I have no idea. This was Dire Straits, 1985, Walk of Life.
That's it. Well, that's Name That Tune this morning.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adam's Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, time to put a wrap on the show. Wednesday morning in the books, hump day edition of The Wake Up Crew.
Hump day?
John Strickland is the good neighbor of the day today for his decades of generous support for the Stuff the Bus school supply drive, always showing up with a smile and a heart for helping local students. John Strickland receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as today's good neighbor of the day. Help us out with the good neighbor. We do it, you know, every weekday morning, so that's 5 days a week. 20 a month or so. We could use your help if you'll text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get those to us. So want to make sure we mention that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have an internet company, and it's called United Communications, offering fast 99.99% reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. Go to mte.com/internet to learn more.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Alrighty, today's dad joke of the day. You know, I didn't think I was fat until the woman at McDonald's said, "Sorry for your weight."
Replay.
I liked that one, John. You were not as big of a fan.
I got it. It's better, yeah.
W-E-I-G-H-T.
Yes.
But I thought he was saying way, and I didn't. That's where he got me.
Oh, I didn't enunciate.
Well, to me, it didn't. But, I mean, it's okay.
But we always go with the positive score if there is one, and so you got a thumbs up for that.
I think this has been the fairest way for you. Because you can't weigh how great the joke really is or how bad the joke really is. That's the only negative about thumbs up and thumbs down.
Right.
You know, you can't go, well, was it a 10 or a 9 or...
Or stink or swum or whatever it was.
We should start rating the different aspects of the joke and then average that score out. So, like, Like,
we only have a minute and a half.
So we could rate the delivery, the punchline, and the setup as three separate scores and then average it.
If you'll put that on paper, I'd be for it and send it out, or we can put it on our phones.
I think it'd be so hard. We'd have to come back the next segment.
What we need to do is do it and him not know what our scores are. Ooh. Do it on our phone.
And then come back the next segment. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Once again...
But it's like a tally sheet, you know, like
that. He can't blame us,
right?
You know, he can't get mad at us.
And if it's like, well, the punchline was pretty funny, but the setup was weak and the delivery was weak.
And I'm thinking, dad jokes on Thursday and Friday. This is just a thought. It's just for fun. We don't rate them.
Oh, you're trying to weasel your way out of it.
But it takes the pressure off of you. You've got 2 days. It's just fun.
My favorite scoring system so far has been thumbs up, thumbs down. It's simple.
I like
clean.
The positive. If one's positive, it would go up. Yeah. If one's negative, it would go up. I think it's only fair.
Yeah, you haven't had a thumbs down in a while. It's been a week or two. Unless he had one Thursday.
Well, I think he might have had one. I don't know.
Or Friday.
I can't remember. I think you have a thumbs up. Yeah.
I know he usually gets thumbs ups when I'm not here.
Well, one was like this, and I just went.
Did you hear that?
What?
He usually gets thumbs up when I'm not here.
Yeah, we've talked about
that. What does that mean?
See?
No, we've talked about that, John. You've said you're scared to give him a negative score.
I am scared.
I know. I understand.
I'm here by myself alone.
I'm agreeing with you.
I'm trying to sow discourse here.
That's what you do best.
I don't want you to
amen,
agree
brother.
On anything. All right. Well,
is that sun on Rutherford? Okay, never mind.
It is. It's a little sun. Okay. It's a little yellow sun.
Yeah, I like it. I don't have a cup like that.
Superman would fly into the yellow sun.
You do, technically. It's in the office on that bookshelf. Oh. It's a decorative piece I took to make off the end.
Oh, I had one, but okay.
You're welcome. All right, song of the day. This was a big hit in this movie, Saturday Night Fever. Nobody has a clue what is other than staying alive. So, well, that's it for the Wake Up Crew. For John, for Dalton, for myself, Brian Barrett. We'll see you in the morning. For a Thursday edition. Have a good day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 96 degrees. With heat index values approaching 105. Winds east around 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 74. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms and highs warm into the mid-90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded